Flip sample PX D's urgent care. Today's date is 03/29/2025. Dictation is for Andrew Santos. Santos spells S-A-N-T-O-S. Andrew spells A-N-D-R-E-W. Date of birth is 09/14/2005. This is a 19-year-old child accompanied by dad. He had pain to his right ankle, period. Patient said he was at work today preparing crawfish venison. Some hot material fell into the medial surface of his shoe, and he immediately said he started to have pain. He says pain is approximately at that time was 6/10. He said after he take his shoes off and remove his socks and pour water on his medial surface of his foot, pain has gone down to about 4/10, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient said he's not sure about the status of his tetanus. Next paragraph, he denies chills, myalgia, denies vomiting, diarrhea, he denies neck pain, double vision, blurred vision, he denies headache, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 118/85. Pulse 94. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.6. Period. Next paragraph. Right ankle. Medial surface. There is a approximately 7 centimeter well circumscribed area of erythema with a large bulli on the surface. No bleeding or discharge. Situs tendon to palpation. Burn does not involve the joint and is not circumferential, period. Is neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort. No respiratory distress. Next paragraph. Abdomen non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, 93, cranial nerves, 210 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Sensation on patient's right foot/ankle is normal. Cap refill is normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is partial thickness burn, right ankle, non-circumferential. Next, assessment number two, ankle/foot pain. Next paragraph. Procedure, wound care, next line. Consent was obtained from patient. Next line, I explained the procedure to patient. Next line is the burn site was cleaned and irrigated at approximately 200 milliliters of normal saline, sterile normal saline. Next line, site was then wiped with betadine. Next line, it was again over wiped with normal saline. Next line, Silvadine 2% was applied at the site, covered with Xeroform gauze and secure with ACE wrap. A neurovascular status was reassessed after procedure and they were normal. Next paragraph. Patient tolerate procedure well. There were no complications. No blood loss, period. Next paragraph. The patient was sent home with the following: Silvadine cream 1%, apply to affected area twice daily for 30 days, 1 jar/40 grams, strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic in 7 days for re-evaluation. He was educated on daily wound care, says he understands, dad was present and dad also said he understands. He was given an opportunity to ask questions, said they have none, patient was given a work excuse, end of dictation.